Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to Podcast 110. It's the Simon Says Podcast. It's Maddie. It's Charlie. Sean, under the weather today.
Yeah, so we can handle it. We can do this.
So don't forget, wherever you're listening to this, find a way to like, rate, subscribe, tell all your friends, and help us maybe get just enough of you listening that I can start getting some sweet ad reads. That's my favorite part of every podcast, ad reads. And I want to get that podcast money.
Ooh, podcast money.
So I saw this story, and this isn't the first time we've seen this, but it was a guy who... they caught him on security dressed up in Walmart gear. You know, he had the vest and whatever else and walked through. I don't know if he came in through the front, but he ended up walking out of the back loading dock area with a giant TV, loaded it into his girlfriend's car, then went back in, got another TV, walked back out again, all the while not being stopped by a single person.
Well, you know, each Walmart store, they're giant. So I can imagine that everybody doesn't know everybody who works there.
So there was a funny debate. There's still not buses for everybody in Guilford County.
Uh-huh.
So I'm the afternoon bus driver. And there was a funny debate between my stepson and his friend, who are the same age. They're both 16, 17. And then my daughter was in the car. She's 16. And they were talking about this coworker of theirs. They work at a restaurant in town. And I was asking that basically this guy they work with works somewhere else. And my stepson was like, I don't know where he works. And the other kid's like, he comes in Applebee's, you know, in an Applebee's shirt and has Applebee's with him. You know, why do you don't realize that he works at Applebee's?
Yeah.
And my stepson's like, I don't know. He just really likes Applebee's.
So much so that he wears the shirt.
So what made me laugh is that made me think of it. It was like, because so then we're making fun of him. We're, because that's totally normal. Yeah, I like to walk around in khakis and a red shirt with a Target name tag, but I just really dig it.
You know, like really like Target.
I like that style. So it's why it made me laugh, because I would assume if I saw somebody then in a Walmart wearing the blue vest,
I would assume they work there.
You would assume that they work
there. Absolutely. And like I said, they have a lot of employees at each store, so I wouldn't necessarily be surprised if I saw someone that I didn't know.
Yeah, but even still, I mean, there's not that many people work here at the radio station.
No, so, but there have been times when someone worked here for quite a while before I actually realized that they were a regular employee.
God, I guess you're right.
I guess
there has been those cases before. Or I do like the ones where... Like Sean will say, hey, do you remember working with so-and-so? And I'm like, no, I
what
don't.
What did they do? But, yeah, so this person dressed up, they put the Walmart vest on, and they went hauling. Now, what I find very bold is the fact that he went in and out twice with large TVs.
Like, yeah, walked right out the loading dock, loaded up a Jeep Cherokee, went back in, got another TV, and walked back out again.
Not only do I not know that employee, but he's loading TVs out the back, which we do not do, and putting them into customers' cars where they're supposed to be parked in the front. But I mean, it's fine.
I just think that's so funny.
It'll be okay. Do it again.
I can't even imagine. But see, I've never really worked in... I only worked in retail once. And there wouldn't have been an opportunity. It was like at a mall. So I don't think anyone would have walked in. Like, what other job could you do that? Like, what other business? I mean, take Target.
Yeah, but so, say maybe Home Depot. You could get like a cart full of something.
But even then, you feel like you have... Okay, so with like Home Depot, you'd got to... Wouldn't you have to walk in... You'd have to walk out through the main front. Like, I wonder if you used to work there. I have a lot of thoughts on this.
Uh-huh.
So like, because then this is my other thing.
Where did he get the vest?
Was it his own vest? Did he find it? You know, maybe you find it at Goodwill. I mean, I don't know if that's something that happens. Like, maybe
it
someone got rid of their...
Be.
No. But like, so I'm thinking about it. So say I want to perform some sort of master heist at Target. So I get my khakis and my red shirt.
Yes.
I walk to the TV department. I pick it up. But then the theory, so what he's doing is walking back out the loading dock.
Yeah, so I wouldn't even know how to get to the loading dock without actually having worked at that store.
So that's the other thing. So it must have been an inside job. Charlie, this podcast is pivoting. It's a crime. We're now a true crime podcast.
Figuring out how to do true. Don't anyone take our suggestions.
Yeah, no, wait. We're just spitballing right now. But right. We're going to write these ideas down because I think we could solve this crime. No, because that was the thing. It's like you've always seen, when you go to any business and you see like employees only, it's like I'm always curious, like what's back there? Like what kind of cool
amusement park?
What kind of amazing thing?
Okay, so at least that one lady a few weeks ago, she loaded up the TV into a cart and she just went right back out the front door. And when people tried to stop her, she just kept on going and said, hey, come help me put this in my car. Like tried to act like, you know, it had already been purchased and what have you. But this guy snuck out the back.
Twice.
Yeah.
That just to me is pretty bold. But
and wait, they don't put all of those great big TVs out on the shelves, do they? Like, did he just get them all from the back room?
I don't know. I mean, no. Like, at Best Buy, they have a bunch of that stuff out. Actually, yeah, Best Buy's got a ton of TVs.
Like, you know, I really, like, now I'm invested.
I guess Best Buy's khakis and a blue shirt, so.
Yes.
I wonder if I get a blue shirt. I got khakis. Okay, so anyway, and before we get more into our true crime podcast of stealing stuff, where did you say you found the thing about the struggle meals? Is it on our Facebook?
It is on the Simon Facebook page. And we put up the post that said, what's a struggle meal that you would make when you were short on money? Like maybe, you know, when you're in college or you're just starting out or if you're a single parent or whatever and you just didn't have a whole lot of money. Sometimes you got to get really creative and, you know, look in the cabinet, throw some things together. One guy said, what's you got, Stu? Which is basically meat bones simmered with whatever veggies and carbs that you can scrounge up.
Oh, but he had meat bones.
Bougie. You got to have meat bones first, though.
Whoa, fancy.
Of course, everybody said mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Because it's so cheap. This one girl, Kelly, said she had cans of tuna, but then she'd go to the college cafeteria and get the free packets of mayo and relish. And then make tuna salad.
That's smart. Because tuna fish on its own is fairly cheap. Yeah. Go back to the mac and cheese for a second.
Yeah.
What I like about mac and cheese, and it's the same as like any of the hamburger helpers or any of those things, it's almost like they're the perfect vessel for just about anything.
Oh, sure.
So like my wife, she said like that was one of her things. One of her go-tos was a box of mac and cheese, a box of, you know, a thing of frozen broccoli, and whatever the cheapest protein was.
Yeah.
Like
you got
ground
chicken,
beef or whatever.
Tuna. And
it's perfect. Yeah. No. Yeah, absolutely. Like a real thrown together. And to me, it's like I used to dig, just ground beef and mac and cheese and just squirt a bunch of ketchup on it. You know, granted.
A lot of people said spaghetti noodles with ketchup on them instead of sauce.
Never done that. See, I feel like I could put together enough for the sauce.
My favorite thing to eat in college, and still to this day, when I just want something and I kind of don't know what I want, is noodles, like rotini noodles.
Yeah.
With butter and Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, no, that's a good one, because that's generally...
Sometimes if I'm feeling frisky, I might throw a little basil on top, but...
Ooh, bougie, fancy.
Yeah, I know.
Herbs.
But
whoa.
Yeah, that is my favorite thing.
You know, I think it's funny that the kids eat, or they used to eat. Actually, I think they finally did burn out a little bit on it, but they used to pummel ramen in my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and ours does too.
And that was one of those ones where I forgot about it. I mean, I used to love ramen back in the day. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't put anything in it. It was like a good dorm room meal.
Yeah, I just ate the noodles.
It would be hot pot. Yeah. Or would you eat like just the dry noodles?
Oh no. I mean, I always made the noodle, but then I dumped some of the water off because I don't want it as soup. I just wanted the noodles, and then just use the
I didn't generally do the soup. So yeah, I would generally do that too.
Yeah.
But there were times when I might have been drinking, maybe a little bit.
And you crunched on the noodles?
Take the noodles and just sprinkle the seasoning on it and just eat it.
I mean, that works. Hot dogs are a popular
hot dogs are good
meal.
For just about everything.
Yeah. Pintos. I mean, that'll last you forever.
I never did beans.
What else? Let's see. Poached eggs that someone stole. Vic stole them from the farmer down the road.
Oh, that's risky, because if you get the wrong eggs, you get the ones with the babies in them.
Oh, come on now.
I had that happen to me. Look, I'm forever traumatized by farm eggs.
Oh, gosh. Let's not go there. But
what?
I don't want to talk about cracking an egg and that happening.
It was like a cartoon. It came out. It was like, hi, are you my mommy?
Have you ever taken the ramen noodles and instead of using the seasoning packet, you put like some peanut butter and soy sauce on them?
No, but that sounds good too.
It's good. Like, try it.
Peanut noodles. Yeah, we did something similar to that the other day. That's actually a good one. I've been hitting a wall. You know, we've talked about, you know, cooking and whatnot and trying to find recipes. And then, you know, there's the stories about people getting to that rut of like the same six things. And then you just keep rotating and rotating. It is. I think I'm finally getting to that point in my life where I love cooking and I like coming up with stuff. But I realize it's like I don't get the satisfaction that I used to in coming up with food because of who I'm cooking for. Everybody has very specific tastes.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is very opinionated about what they do and don't like.
Yeah.
I mean, all the way down. Like, my wife, my stepson, and my daughter are all like, when it's the four of us, and it's very rare that there's something that I'm like, no, I'm good. But
yeah, same here.
But, God, there's times where I'm just like, my wife and I had a fun fight the other morning. It was like, on Sunday mornings, we do our menu plan grocery shop.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to menu plan, and it was like bashing my head against the wall because I felt like everything I said was like, no. And then she said something and I'm like, no. And I don't remember. She said something and I of course didn't filter, and it was like slam down, walk out of the room. I'm like, ah, crap.
So my man and I'm very lucky because he's just happy for me to cook a meal.
Yeah.
And so he will eat just about anything that I make. And we've talked about this numerous times on the show. I am not a chef. I'm not even that great of a cook. I can follow a recipe. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not, you know, whatever, but it's nourishment in your body. The difficult part is that, you know, and it's gotten better. It actually has gotten better in the 5 years that we've been together. But, you know, the kid was not raised eating a whole, being very experimental.
Yeah,
he's
right.
real cut and dried meat and potatoes, doesn't want to eat any vegetables except green beans and corn, you know, that kind of thing. And so there was not a lot of variety in his life before I came along. And so that's where it gets difficult for me, because at least in the first few years that we were together, he just really didn't want to try anything.
And you're
he's getting better because he's 15 now. So he's starting to get a little bit better at that.
Same with my stepson. It's like he's gotten a lot better about certain stuff, but it is still funny. It's like, I even know, Like if I'm looking at stuff, I'll go, all right, well, this is probably going to cause some drama, but you know, I'm not going to completely change this plan because of this, this, and this.
Right.
But
he still doesn't like any kind of seafood. So that has to be reserved on days that either he's not
right. We do the
there,
same thing.
Or if I'll have to make him some chicken to go along with the seafood that we're having or whatever.
Yeah. We, you know, it's interesting because I think we had a moment. So you calling these things struggle meals, but there is something to be said about how awesome that go-to. It's almost like that comfort meal.
Yeah.
And and I think there is a lot of comfort to be found from some of these things. Like there is something that, like to just get a box of mac and cheese, some ground beef and some broccoli and throw it all together and throw it on a plate and just mm-hmm. go, here you go.
Yeah.
And I think that was something like my wife and I finally came to, which was, you know, I had to tone it back because I was trying to do new stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And I have all these cookbooks and all this stuff. And there was finally a point where it was like, no, you know, why bother? We don't have that much time. And it causes you more stress by doing this. So it's like, I almost want to go back to, like we started to go back and we started to pull some of those, what used to be a struggle meal. And maybe,
yeah. Well, you
maybe
know what?
Touch it up a little bit.
I kind of did the same thing because I thought, you know, every night I had to make a meat and a side and a vegetable in some way, shape, or form. And it always had to be a balanced meal and whatever. And I forget that, you know, sometimes you can just have hot dogs and it's okay.
Yeah. You know, it's like a salad can be some lettuce, some tomato, some cucumber, and like some carrot. Or a salad can just be Caesar dressing and some lettuce and some croutons.
Yeah.
You know, like that was, I remember that being a nice go-to when we realized like, we can just get a thing of Caesar dressing and that's a salad.
Exactly.
Or, you know, I used to be big on buying the fresh vegetables all the time. And then I'm like, I'll buy a big bag of green beans and a big bag of broccoli, like frozen.
Oh, veg, yeah.
And just nuke it for a couple minutes and maybe toss a couple things
I've
on
actually,
it.
Actually, we'll talk later, but I've got a great recipe for green beans. You use frozen green beans, but they are just as good and taste homemade. So yeah, that's the one thing I have figured out is how to do really tasty green beans.
All right. So needless to say, the struggle meal isn't necessarily a struggle anymore. I think that there's something to be said. I'll actually have to check it out because I love the thing about you said about the girl who get the tuna and then go get the free mayo and relish.
Exactly. That's
really
brilliant.
I never liked tuna fish for a very long time. And then all of a sudden something clicked. And I realized between that and chicken salad, how very easy it is to make.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I actually don't mind it. I don't know why. It's like that some stuff comes full circle of stuff that you would never eat. And then you suddenly are all into it.
I was that way about sour cream. And then one day it was like accidentally on something. And I'm like, oh, this is good. Wait a minute. But a couple of the comments on here said, with the gas prices the way they are, we might need to go back to struggle meals. So write some of these down.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it is what it is. And I'll say, then we'll leave the gas price alone. But yeah, I had that moment the other day. I watched a woman fill up her Expedition I was like, oh, that wasn't good. I was curious because I saw in the reflection on the window, like I saw the numbers and I was like, yeah, I filled up my SUV and it was like $60.
Well, mine, you know, the new Hyundai Santa Cruz that I got, it gets just a little, not quite as great gas mileage as the car I had before, but it has a bigger tank.
Yep.
So when I do fill it up, it automatically costs more, and now it really costs more. So last week when I filled up and it was over $50, I about fell down.
Yeah,
it's like because I've never done that before.
It's hard, it's hard because it reminds me the last time it was about this high was when I had just gotten rid of one car and I really had wanted the four-door Wrangler had just come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'd always wanted a Jeep. And so I like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm a grown man adult.
I'm going to get the car I want.
I'm going to get in my wife at the time was like, okay, go for it. That's cool. It's your money. So I got the four-door, you know, the four-door Wrangler, and I got some big tires on it, and it was a manual transmission, and I drove that thing for 3 months. The gas prices were crazy, and the worst thing about that thing was that it had a readout on the dash that would tell you actively what your miles per gallon were.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about my Explorer is it's very, It's like, this is how many miles you have left till you're empty. Or other than that, you got to really go look for your miles per gallon.
Okay.
So it's almost like I'm better off if I don't see it. I mean, I know it's I know it's coming.
Yeah.
And I know, like, God, I feel like I was just at the gas station. But I ended up having to get rid of the Wrangler just because it was like I couldn't afford it at
right.
the time.
Because at that time, what was that, 2008? When gas prices shot up to around $4.
$4. It actually was because that's right. Because my kid was born.
Because
the running joke was I was very excited to get a Jeep, had a soft top, take the top off. And my daughter was about two and would sit in the back, go, Daddy, too much wind. No, Daddy. No, Daddy, too much wind. And it's like, but honey, Daddy got a Jeep for this reason.
Yeah. Honey, this is cool. Shush.
Yeah. You're cool, baby. Cool babies sit in the backs of Jeeps in their car seats with the top down, okay? why don't you be more rad?
Don't worry about your hair.
Well, there's nothing really we can do about that unless we want to all get Teslas, but that sounds like that's a debacle on its own.
Oh, exactly.
But what was the other thing we were going to talk about? Oh, the home remedies thing. So what was the thing about that? It was like the cure-all for stuff?
Yeah, like 70% of Americans say they have a product in their house that they think is a cure-all. And or they just have something that they say it's a go-to for if something, you know, if you cut yourself or you're sick or you're whatever. And then you just, oh, here's this thing. This always works. For me, and I will tell you, this is mine. If you get the hiccups, drink a shot of lime juice.
I agree.
And don't go, I mean, bitters, blah, 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 do this, do that. No, trust me on this. I've been doing this since for about 20 years. It's only not worked immediately, maybe twice.
There was just something about hiccups. It was like the top hiccup cures, and they were saying why they might work. And they, you know, there's that idea of, I think the thing with the sour with a lemon or a lime, you know, that kind of thing. It was the oh God, it was something about the distraction of it, or
you're real sour and you get concentrated on that and you kind of forget about the hiccups. And if it doesn't work immediately, maybe do one more shot of lime juice, just straight lime juice. And, but I guarantee it's going to get rid of your hiccups.
See, I used to always do when I would be at the bar and the hiccups would come on. Instead of taking that as a sign that maybe it's time to stop, you'd get the lime, get the lemon wedge with the bitters and sugar.
But see, not every.
Oh wait,
bar.
Was that, or is that a shot?
Some.
I think that's a lemon drop.
I think you're doing lemon drop shots.
Wait a minute, this is a hiccup cure.
You know, not every bar has bitters.
No. No,
especially even, if it's, no, almost especially no one if has, it's like a hole in the wall or, you know, a sports bar or whatever. Right, they don't have bitters, but everybody's got lime juice.
Yeah, no, that's a good call. There was something else from that story, too. It was like, you know, here's something else that works. Thinking about cows. And and I read it and I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But the whole theory was, is that if you're thinking about cows, you're not thinking about your hiccups.
You're distracted from your hiccups. Exactly.
So if the next time you have really bad hiccups, obviously, you know, try Charlie's technique.
Lime juice and think about cows.
Think about cows. Oh, it can't cows!
Hurt. It can't hurt. You know, I have this good friend, Holly. She's one of those really natural, you know, there's a natural cure for everything.
Oh, yeah.
And the other day we were on we have this video app that's called Marco Polo where everybody talks back and forth.
I've heard about that, yeah.
And she was talking about how she had a patch, a breakout on her face. She's like, ooh, I'm going to need to get some frankincense. I'm like, what are you, one of the three kings? Who has a frankincense?
Is that a real thing?
I don't know. Apparently it is, and apparently it's expensive. And
well, obviously, it's
on the shelf next to the gold and the myrrh. Don't know.
Myrrh.
I was like, who buys frankincense?
If you had told me that was a real thing, yeah.
I didn't know it was still a thing you could like buy in the store.
Where do you go? Where does one buy? Like, I guess Whole Foods. I bet Whole Foods has.
Probably. I mean, all I can picture is like, you know, being in Morocco in the spice market or something to get it. I don't know where else you go.
Quick. Someone give birth to a baby that's possibly the savior. And then these three guys are going to show up with, don't worry about gold and myrrh. I just want frankincense.
I just need your frankincense.
Like, come here, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, we never had any. Like, I wouldn't say that I have any go-to remedies for anything other than, it is funny. I've adopted from my kitchen days, if I cut myself, I'll use super glue instead of a Band-Aid. But I get yelled at a lot by this wife I have. She's like, that can't be good for your body. This isn't healthy.
She like worried about chemicals and stuff.
God, but it
squirting chemicals in a hole. I don't understand.
But it's, you know, it's because the thing was, is that I hate Band-Aids because I would always be cooking.
Right.
And so you would always get some sort of fabric Band-Aid or something. And even if you get the stupid little finger condom or a glove, like it would always get wet.
Yeah.
And then it would make the cut worse.
Exactly.
So if you just cover your finger in super glue, it makes a nice protective shell and it was great. But yeah, again, my wife is all like, oh, you shouldn't be squirting super glue. Although I will say this, I've had the worst time keeping super glue in my house. So like, I think what I need to do is just buy a bunch of those little tiny tubes because you'll use it and then you put it in your drawer. Like how often do you use super glue? And then I go to, like when I need it, I go to grab it and it's all hardened up and I can't.
That's why it's got the little pin.
It doesn't work. I did that and it didn't work.
I had a tube of super glue disappear and I still to this day don't know where it is. And the child did not stick his fingers together, so he didn't take it. And I don't know, but things like that happen in my house all the time.
And maybe it's ghosts. Maybe it's, did you see the thing about, were you here? Oh, yeah. It was you and me. We're talking about Courtney Cox's house.
Yeah.
How her house is haunted. She had bought a house in LA and it was like notoriously haunted. And she even had, Carole King had lived there. And then Carole King came over to have a seance, which we thought was crazy enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's what you do.
But then the thing that sealed the deal for her is when the UPS driver showed up and was like, hey, is your house haunted? And she's like, yeah. Well, I mean, I've been told that. And he's like, okay, because there's something right behind you.
Yeah, there's somebody standing there.
Can you?
okay, here's the thing, though. If this house was notoriously haunted,
yeah,
that was probably somehow disclosed to her before she bought it.
Yeah. But
aren't you kind of on your own?
It goes back to that idea. Because you had the thing about the dog where the dog was freaking out looking at something. And what was the thing? The guy, he said he heard a voice.
He said, okay, so the dog kept barking at the door and it was like, and his hair was standing on end and it was a Rottweiler. So he's usually not afraid of anything.
Yeah.
And then right about the time that he was like, calm down, boy, calm down. What is it? He heard a voice say, the dog can see us. He can't yet, but he will.
It's got to be.
And then a door slammed.
Okay, I was thinking about that. There's somebody in your attic. It's got to be. There's got to be someone in the house.
Attic or one of your friends planted a camera, and this is hilarious.
You know, it is. I was watching something on TikTok. It was, sorry, this is stream of consciousness. It was something where he was feuding with his neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he did was, is that him and this woman had been really going at it, like fighting. And I guess he had busted her cheating on her husband. And I feel like he said something to the husband. The husband's like, okay, dude, you know, like you're just, no. So he has like a lot of recording equipment and speakers and stuff. So he recorded something that was like saying to her, either Siri or Alexa, to set a reminder to, you know, like you're going to go cheat on your husband on this day. Like he said it like in a reminder. Don't forget, you know, about cheating this time. So then he plays it real loud and then you can hear in the other room. Oh, no, that was it. No, he dialed into her Bluetooth and went through her speaker and had it go into her
house.
Set, yeah. And so the voice was going in. That's where I was going with this. I'm sorry. So
I tuned out.
No,
what?
No. So it's the idea, like, can you, when you connect up to somebody's device to really mess with them, it's like, could you just go to someone's house and be like, you know, kind of make some noise and then be like, I'm in your attic. And it's like, where's that coming from? And it's your speaker.
I think you could. I think somehow you could make that happen.
Starts playing music. We talked about that.
If somebody can put a camera in a toilet, surely someone with real tech skills could figure out how to make scary voices come through your house. Yeah, I know, gross, but go on.
The toilet and the camera take some tech skills. I don't think you just do that. No? You know anybody can just put a tech camera in there? Well, if you want to mess with your neighbors, pipe into their Bluetooth and make their dog think the house is haunted, or have a or hire the UPS guy to show up and say, hey, is your house haunted? There's a ghost behind you.
Or get a ghost.
So this is a funny, my kid came home from school yesterday, super upset. And so I went to go talk to her because, you know, she is a pretty even keel kid. Mm-hmm. So her and my stepson go to the same school. He's a year older. They're in high school and they had some sort of after school activity. So I guess they were getting ready to leave and he said something to her. Like he was just being him. He's real bullish. So he was just like, we got to go. We got to go. And she's like, hold on. I'm going to go do this. And he's like, no, we got to go. And he storms off. Well, as he's walking away, my kid forgets where she is and, you know, just yells at him to F off and flips him the bird to where, of course, there were teachers still at the school. So she, you know, of course, she yelled at me and I was in trouble.
Miss Swanson.
Yeah. And it was like, it made me laugh so hard. I was like, first of all, honey, you need to remember you can't talk to him at school the way you talk to him here. Like,
no.
It's so neat to see how they react. Like, you take two only kids and you have now put them together for as long as they have. They have gone right into where, like, myself and my sister.
Yeah.
To where, like, I don't think we ever, our age difference was 5 years. So we never were in the same school other than, like, fifth grade, kindergarten or whatever. So it's funny to watch them now. It made me laugh so hard. And I felt so bad.
They're so close in age.
And she was so upset. She's like, there was a driver's ed class and they heard it. And I was like, no, they didn't.
She's just more embarrassed than anything else.
And I'm like, did the teachers yell at you or did they say, watch the language?
No. You know that any time an adult gets stern with a child, they're yelling. That's what I've learned.
It's so funny because suddenly now these children who were very cautious about their language have hit an age where forget it. And it's like, dude.
It's happening in our house too, where you can tell he still doesn't say them. He's slipped like once or twice, but he still doesn't say them, but you know he wants to.
Oh, God.
That if he were around his friends, he absolutely would. And he has to like catch himself all the time.
My sweet, tiny, adorable baby angel, my little girl.
Cusses like a sailor.
And does it well. Like,
wonder where she learned that.
I blame TV.
Exactly.
Because I don't use language like that as much.
No.
I've gotten worse.
No, of course not.
But it was so funny to me. I was like, honey, I'm like, she's just so mad. And I'm like, you got to remember where you are. And it's like that whole thing. It's like the idea of kids cursing. It's like, know your audience. Like, know who you're around.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, you know, I mean, we have to do that and very much so have to be careful of it because the things I say around my house I cuss like a sailor, but in my job, I'm not allowed to. So we are sitting here having a conversation. And if we weren't on the radio, we'd be peppered in there all over the place. But somehow I know how not to do that.
Yeah, the teachers are always listening to us and they're called the FCC and none of us can afford the fines.
No.
But that was a good one.
Yeah, that's what they haven't learned. Once they start using them, they want to use them all the time. It's like, no.
My daughter had friends over in the basement and there's a whole gang of them. And I was just like, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, do you guys realize that there is an adult in the house? What happened?
There's vents and things. I can hear you.
There's not even a door. I can hear you. I can hear what you're saying. And then it was for her birthday. Then they grabbed balloons and were sucking the helium out and swearing.
And they're swearing.
Balloon voices.
High voices.
And I was like, oh, God.
It's like Smurfs.
So... I am thoroughly...
Pirate Smurfs.
Yeah, it's real surly Smurf. Real cursey. Well, I think that's going to do it for time, so we
all
did
right.
It. Make a struggle meal. Watch out for your kids cursing at school. And
don't forget that if you have the hiccups, drink a shot of lime juice and think about cows.
Think about cows, Moo. Thank you so much for listening. It's Podcast 110. We will be back next Wednesday with 111. Please spread the word. Like, rate, subscribe, share, post it in places. I mean, go to our Instagram. Like, we
anything
post stuff
you
up there.
Can do.
Yeah.
Tell your taxi driver. I don't know.
Hook us up. All right. Thanks, guys.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.